You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning. Guess what time it is? It's about time for your miracle. No matter what it looks like, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you have gone through, it's about time for your miracle to come up, to come out, to come across, and come through. Guess what? Because God has made it possible for us to come into your cars, come into your homes by the way of the radio broadcast, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. It's about time for your miracle. Amen. It's God has made it possible for us to come into your in Cypress Ordinance, into your view. God has made it possible. We thank God for another day. We thank God for another opportunity. We thank God for just being God all by himself. Listen, there is nothing that you're in that God can bring you out of. There is nothing too hard for God. God has everything in control, under control. It's not out of control. It's in control. Why? Because God has made it possible. We thank God for you again tuning into the radio broadcast. Please, ma'am, please, sir, share and tag. If you're watching by Cypress Audience, share and tag and let them know that Apostle, your host, is now on the air. Praise our God with a word of encouragement, with a word of lifter. I mean, lift your spirits with a word of a healing. Come on, let them know it's time for your miracle. Praise our God. Shall we go to the throne of grace? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for one more day. We thank you for one more time that you allowed us to come into the ear gates of your people, the eye gates of your people. We thank you now, Father, that all their needs are met. We thank you now, God, that they're sick. It will be healed. Lord, we thank you that the bounded hearts will be mended back together again. The broken hearts, the distraught minds. We thank you that it will be restored back in the right mind or frame to give you glory, to give you praise, Father. We thank you now, Father. We send your word because you're omnipresent to do it as we believe, God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless your hearts. We want to thank God for you all. Thank you again for tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle coming from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founder and pastor, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. We thank God for our lady evangelist, Dr. Benita Watkins. God bless her, my wife. We thank God for our church mother, Mother Brown. Amen. God bless you. And to all our prophetess, to all our evangelists, to all our elders. Amen. Those that are there that make up the congregation at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Amen. We thank God for you, you and you. We thank God for those that are just tuning in. Amen. We thank God for you. Thank God for you. Good morning to all of you that will be coming on that I may not be able to call your name when you come on, but good morning to you. Amen. Those of you that are already on Cypress Audience, good morning to you. Listen, we want to thank God for you. Thank God for you. Listen, we want to continue to pray for the bereaved families, those that have gone through bereavement hour and will be going through it. We want to thank you for your kind words. We want to thank you for your prayers and throwing your arms around these families as they go through this difficult time. Amen. Thank God for you. Being there on Saturday for the Mitchell family. Amen. Hallelujah. Mother Mary Frances Mitchell, we want to thank you all for throwing your arms around the family. Amen. Hallelujah. Lady Woods, amen. God bless you. Evangelist Alicia Barton, God bless you. And to Minister Marcus Barton, thank God. We thank God that, you know, you were there for them, the Bible Way Church of God in Christ, Oak Hill. amen, in this family, how you throw your arms around this family and love to own them, amen. What a word that Elder Woods had brought on Saturday for the homegoing for Mother Mary Frances, amen, hallelujah, Mitchell. And we want to say to the rest of this family that, you know, back to back, like this on one side again and then this side again, amen, aunts, mothers, and we want to say they to these families, we praying for you all. God bless you all. And to those families that will be coming up again, hallelujah, we thank God, hallelujah, that you be able to throw your arms around them and be there with them on this weekend that's coming up. Praise our God, hallelujah. We want to, Miss Troja, Avania, we want to pray for these families. Throw your arms around them, hallelujah. Mr. Sleepy, is better known as Mr. Sleepy, we want to pray for his family and his sons and daughters that God will see them through this difficult time. Amen, amen. And again, if I know, you know, somebody, I might not know somebody that you know that's going through bereavement hour, continue to pray for them. Continue to throw your arms around them and be with them, amen, in this time of bereavement. And we wanted to do again and say happy birthday, amen. Lady Watkins celebrated her birthday. We want to continue to say happy birthday to those of you that had a birthday in the month of September. God bless you. Happy birthday to you all. If you celebrate an anniversary, happy anniversary to you also, amen. God bless your hearts. Listen, what a profound time we had on yesterday. Amen. At the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple. Praise our God. God moved so. Yes, it was a fifth Sunday. Amen. Every fifth Sunday is different because fifth Sunday only come around once. You know, it ain't that many times fifth Sunday comes around. But God blessed us. God blessed us on yesterday. My God. Hallelujah. It was a phenomenal, a powerful move in the Holy Ghost, powerful word that God has given us on yesterday. Amen. But I want you to know this. Nobody, nothing can stop what God has for you. Nobody can stop it. Nobody can block it. Nobody can deter. And nobody can destroy what God has for you. Amen. Because what is for you is for you. Amen. God is going to do exactly what he said he's going to do concerning you. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. His word stands assured. His word go out, but it would not return unto him void. His word will accomplish what it sent out to do. So we must know this. God bless you. Prophetess Doris Gathers, bless you. I'm telling you, God will do it. He will open up doors. Amen. He will close doors. He will deliver you according to what the word of the Lord says here in the book of Psalms. Amen. Psalms 120. He said, in my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Again, that's the book of Psalms 120. Amen. Verses 1. He said, in my distress, I cried to the Lord. I didn't cry to nobody else. I didn't go to look for help for nobody else. I cried to the Lord. He said, in one word, he said, come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, and I will do what? Give you rest. You can come to God. You can tell God about it. You can give it over to God. Come on, hallelujah, because God is the only one that can bring you through. He's the only one that can bring you out this situation that you're in. Again, David is saying in here, hallelujah, in the book 120, hallelujah, 120, hallelujah, 120. He says, in my distress, I cried unto the Lord. And he heard me. Come on here. And he heard me. You know, he heard me. And not only did he hear me, praise God, he acted on what he heard. And he says right here, deliver my soul, O Lord. Hallelujah. From lying lips. Come on. And from vain tongue, falling tongues. Come on. Deliver my soul. He delivered us. Come on. Hallelujah. There's nothing that people can say. There's nothing that people can do. Hallelujah, that keeps us captivated. Because when we go to God in prayer, and when we go to God in distress, and we inquire of help of him, he comes to see about us. Praise our God. I'm reminded of when they went out, Jehoshaphat, was going facing up something, and Jehoshaphat set himself to seek the Lord. He cried out to the Lord. He cried out to the Lord. He went into prayer, and God began to tell him what to do. He says, come on, hallelujah. Come on, because when you're in need and when you're going through, you begin to pray and you begin to seek God, and he will deliver you. He will give you a strategy. He will give you an answer. Yes, he will. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Who shall be given unto thee? Hallelujah. Nor will shall be done unto thee. Come on. Hallelujah. You don't have to fear. You don't have to fret. Hallelujah. You don't have to give up, because God is on your side. When you cry to him, when you seek him, he says, seek me while I may be found. Knock and the door shall be opened. Ask and it shall be given unto thee. Come on. You got to knock in faith. You got to believe in faith. You got to ask in faith. You got to seek him in faith. Come on. Wow. Because he will deliver you. He will give you an answer. He will tell you what to do. Hallelujah. And then it goes on. Go back to Jehoshaphat. He told him, say, ye need not to fight in this battle. This is not your battle. This is not your situation. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Come on. Hallelujah. And when you begin to do this, you begin to see what God is saying. And when you begin to do this, you begin to see the hand of God move. When you seek him, when you seek him, come on, hallelujah. When you inquire of him, you can't fix it. You can't fix it, my brother. You can't fix it, my sister. Give it to the Lord and allow God to fix it. And when God fix it, it's fixed. And when God open up a door, it's open. Come on, whom God bless, can't no man curse. What God does, hallelujah, he sanctioned his word. He hastens to his word to perform it. Come on, in my distress, I don't care what you're going through, in my distress, he said, I cried to the Lord. Come on, I didn't cry to nobody else. I didn't run to nobody else for help, but I cried unto the Lord. And one here down at the bottom of Psalms 120, praise God, and 121, he still says, I will lift mine eyes up to the hill. See, when we're going through some stuff and some situations, praise God, we don't need to go cry to nobody else, because they don't have the power and the authority, come on here, to do what you need to be done. Praise our God, the only wise God, our Savior, excuse me, the only wise God, our Savior, he's the only one that know what to do and how to do it. He's the only one that can bring you out. He's the only one that can speak. Come on here. I'm reminded when they were in the middle of the sea, tossed, and it was driven with the waves and the winds, and they were on the boat. And I'm reminded when Jesus was down in the bottom of the ships asleep. And I'm reminded from my God when they came and they began to wake him up and say, Master, Master, come on, thou carest not that we perish. In other words, we in this storm and you're asleep like it's nothing going on. But Jesus, come on here, arose. Come on, yes, he did. And the Bible said he went up onto the top of the deck. Come on, and he looked out and he began to, he spoke to the wind. He spoke to the waves of the sea and he said, peace, be still. See, this is what you got to do in the midst when you trust in God. You got to say, peace. Come on, peace be to my body. Peace be to my children. Peace be to my husband or my wife. If you single, peace be to things that are around me. Come on, hallelujah. When you trust God, when you in distress, you can't go to anybody else. When you in distress, you can't find nobody else. He's the only one I know that can step in a situation when it looks bad and turn around and make it good. Because the word of God says, in all these things give thanks, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning us. And then again he says, and we know that all things, according to Romans, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. it's going to work out when you're in distress. Don't give up. When you're in distress, don't give out. When you're in distress, look up unto the hills from which cometh your help. Cry unto the Lord, because he's able to do what? Bring you out. He's able to do what? Deliver. He's able to do what? Heal. He's able to do what? To set you free. You may be tuning into the radio broadcast and you say, Apostle, I'm going through. I don't know what to do. Every time I turn around, on the left, on the right, every time I back up, things are happening. Every time I try to get one foot further in the other, something else knocked me back. But I come by to tell you today, in your distress, cry out to the Lord. In your, God, in your going through, go through and knowing that God can bring you out. Go through and knowing that God is who he say he is, and he's going to do what he say he can do. Come on, hallelujah. David began to say here, in my distress, I cried to the Lord. I cried to the Lord, somebody. Hallelujah. Have you ever been in distress and didn't know what to do? Come on. Hallelujah. And you seem like you was back up against the wall. Come on. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you today, all you got to do is what? Begin to cry out to the Lord. All you got to do is what? Say, God, hear me. Here I am. God, help me. Come on. You don't need to go to the left. You don't need to go to the right. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, because he will bring you out. He will deliver you. He will. He will. Come on. His word is his bond. And his bond is his word. I like what one translation says. He hastens to his word. He hastens to his word to perform it. He hastens to his word to perform it. Why? Because his word is out there. His word is out there. You trust in him. You lean on him. And you saying he's going to do it. So God has to back his word up. Come on, he has to back his word up. Because why? The word stands with assurance. The word stands with authority. The word stands with power. Come on, hallelujah. That's why he tells us, be careful what we say out of our mouth. Be careful what we're speaking, because the word is powerful, quick, sharp, and any two-edged sword. Going in, hallelujah, cutting to the joint, marrow, center of the bone, hallelujah. You have power in your words. Come on. You have power in your words. I'm going to say it again. You have power in your words. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So when you're in distress and you cry unto the Lord, hallelujah, he has to hasten to you. He has to come to your rescue to deliver you. Come on. Hallelujah. In the midst of it all, I don't care what you're into. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care if it would be in something good or you're in something bad. God will deliver you. He will bring you out by a strong hand. Hallelujah. There is nobody bigger than God. There's no situation bigger than God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All you got to do is begin to cry out to him. All you got to do is begin to say, Lord, help me. All you got to be saying, Lord, take it away from me, and he'll do it. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Look like your enemies is coming against you one way. Hallelujah. Look like they're coming, but they'll flee seven ways. Hallelujah. According to the word of God. All you got to do is begin to speak the word of God. All you got to do is begin to trust the word. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Come on. Hallelujah. You don't need to go to, oh my goodness, you don't need to go to the root man. Come on. Hallelujah. To get no answers. Come on. You don't need to, hallelujah. You don't need to try to fight this on your own with your fists. Come on. With words, you just lean and require of God. Hallelujah. In my distress, he said, I cried unto the Lord and he heard me. God hear you today. He hear you today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he will bring you out. Come on. Hallelujah. You may say, Apostle, I've got some bad news. And the enemy trying to torment my mind. go to take it to God in prayer. Because he said in his word in Isaiah, he said he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. Come on. Hallelujah. You could tell God about it. He know, but you could tell him about it. And he has to, because I'm reminded again what he says. Hallelujah. Satan is as a roaring lion. But I am, oh my God, but I am the Lion of Judah. Glory to God. And he will bring you out. He will deliver you. Come on, somebody. Doing all I can to sit here. He will deliver you. He will deliver you in your distress. In your distress, cry out to the Lord. In your distress, let the enemy know you don't have me. You don't have me in this situation, because the God I serve, he's able to do a senior upon all we think or acts. He will bring you out. He will deliver you. He will heal you, and he will set you free. Trust God. Come on, somebody. You say, well, Pastor, I'm just tuning into the radio broadcast, and I don't know I'm in the part of my sins. You in distress, and you crying out. You searching all over, uptown, downtown, round town, through town, don't did this, don't did that, and you're in distress, and you don't know what to do, come to Jesus. He'll bring you out. Come to Jesus. He'll set you free. Come to Jesus. Hallelujah. He'll stir out of my side. Come to Jesus. He will give you the victory. Come on, you say, well, Pastor, I don't know how to come to him. I don't know what to do. I don't did everything. He said in his word, if thou shalt believe, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Come on. Praise God. If you believe in your heart and you have confessed with your mouth that the Lord has raised Jesus from the dead, you're saved according to the word of God. And you don't have to be stressed. You don't have to be in that no more. Because he said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Come on, hallelujah to God, somebody. He's a good God. He's a good God. Who wouldn't want to serve a God like this? Praise our God. In the midst of what you're in the midst of the struggle, in the midst of situations, he'll bring you out, give you, hallelujah, give you what to do, what to say. Come on, he'll fight your battle. Come on, hallelujah. He'll give you peace in the midst of the storm. Hallelujah. He'll open up doors when it seems like they won't open up. He's the only one I know can go and open up a prison door and don't need the keys. Come on, hallelujah. He's the only one I know, hallelujah, can take the heat out of the fire. Come on. He's the only one I know. Come on, hallelujah. Glory to God. Can spit on the ground, make clay, and anoint the blind man's eyes, and they come open. Praise our God. He's the only one I know. Hallelujah. Can just get up out of sleep and speak to the wind. Come on. Speak to the waves and say, peace be still. Come on. When you're in distress, praise our God. I'm reminded when he came walking to the disciples on the water. Praise God. And Peter, they thought it was a ghost. And Peter cried out, hallelujah. If that's you, Lord, bid me to come. Hallelujah. You don't challenge God like that. Come on. All right. He said, come on. Begin. And Peter began to walk on the water. Peter began to walk on the water. Peter stepped out the boat. Peter began to walk on the water to go to Jesus. But he took his eyes off of Jesus. Come on. You can't take your eyes off of Jesus. You can't let these circumstances and situations begin to make you doubt God when you inquire of him, when you're seeking him. Hallelujah. And long as Peter began to keep his eyes on it, he began to walk to Jesus. But the minute he took his eyes off, the Bible say he began to sink. Praise our God. I'm telling you today, God bless your hearts. You got to hold on to the horns of the altar. We got to keep on praying, no matter what it looks like. We got to keep on trusting in God. Some trust in horses. Some trust in chariots. But our trust is in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm depending on him. I'm leaning on him, because he will help you. He will help us. And he will bring us out. Come on. Hallelujah. Not only bring us out, but he'll set us free. Come on, somebody. when you in the midst of your distress. Come on, hallelujah. When you in the midst of your distress, when you in the midst of your dilemma, cry out to the Lord. Mm. Cry out to the Lord. He will bring you. He will set you free. He will do it. I know he will. Somebody say, why you know? How you know? Have you ever been there? Come on. I can't tell you something I don't know, but I can tell you what I do know. He will deliver you. He will heal you. He will set you free. He will bring you out. Come on. Hallelujah. If you got enough faith to believe it, God got the power to do it. Come on. Hallelujah. Whatever you do, don't lose your faith. Whatever you do, don't lose your hope in God, in his word. Because what the word say, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word is going to stand forevermore. So guess what? You got to trust in the word. Everything we're going through, we got to trust in this word. Come on. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, again, I'm saying, he said, he'll direct you. He'll direct your path in your distress time when you're going through. Everybody ain't going to be there. I got to bring it on in because it's getting close to time for me to come off. Everybody's not going to be there. The word of God says, when my father and my mother forsake me, he said, the Lord will lift up. The Lord will be there. He will lift up a standard. He will be there when your friends that you thought you had walk away. Come on. And they have walked away, some of them. When your closest friend that you can say is not there, guess who's there? Jesus. He will turn it around. He will pick you up and turn you around. Place your feet on solid ground. I'm telling you today, in 2 minutes, he will do it in your distress, as Psalms 120 have said. In my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Drop down to 121. I will lift mine eyes up to the hill, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, that did what made the heavens and the earth. He that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. God is not asleep on your case. I got to go, y'all. Guess what? We're going to have some more time on here. I know y'all don't want me to go, but I got to go. We're going to have some more time on here. Got good news. Stay tuned for it. Got good news. Just a little sneak preview. I'm going to be on for an hour. Starting very soon. We're going to be on for an hour. Are you going to be right there behind the radio? Are you going to be right there on Cypher's audio for one solid hour? Oh, boy. You'll be able to call in. We'll be able to pray for you and with you. Now, we can't have a life story when you call in. We'll be able to touch and agree with you. Amen? Stay tuned. It's coming near you soon. I got to go. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.